Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I'm the floor supervisor. Good morning. How can I help you today?
Oh, I hope you can help me. I haven't been well recently, and I just noticed on my bank account that you all are charging me $56.95 for some kind of a sweepstake or a join the membership. I have no idea what you're talking about. We've been doing it since January, every month. I want to know how I can recoup that money.
Okay, can I have the... I completely understand, ma'am. Do you mind providing me with the first and last name and zip code on the account, and I can go ahead and check for the account and see what's going
Brenda,
on there.
Brenda, Harden, H-A-R-D-I-N, 401.
Thank you. I'm looking for an account with that name.
I think there was a charge of $49.97 to begin with on 126.20.
Okay.
For
can I have the shipping address on the account you're calling in about, please?
220 HANA. Place, PLACE, Frankfort, Kentucky, 40601.
Thank you. I'll pull up the account with that information today. And that is with, I'm showing you have an account with us for the Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club membership. And that was initially a trial where you selected the tracker tag as a gift for signing up for a Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club. You had 3 days to try the membership before you would be billed the membership fee of $56.95, ma'am.
I would not have ordered if I could have seen that online.
Yes, ma'am. And each month you're enrolled as a member, you would be billed that membership fee and receive a $125 gift card to shop online at our Factory Direct Savings Store Gadgets Club. Do you remember doing anything like that, ma'am?
Is there any way you can refund me my money back for 6 months?
I understand. You never went ahead and authorized for the shipping of a
the $7 tracker, yes, and I got it. Didn't mind paying $7 for a tracker.
So you did authorize the $7 for the tracking?
That's the tracker, but I don't remember doing anything about all that other stuff you're talking about. A membership to something? No.
Okay, ma'am. Yeah,
I'm really not even an electronic person. I would never get a subscription to something. Would you rather use a simple phone?
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize. It was disclosed in terms and conditions when you had
selected that tracker
and placed the order for the tractor. It was disclosed in the terms and conditions you were also going to be signing up for the membership. So that charge would not be fraudulent then, ma'am, since you did have to agree to those terms and conditions.
I paid $391 to you all for absolutely nothing.
Well, each month you were enrolled, you received a gift card of $125 to shop online at our online store, ma'am. It was sent to your email, ma'am. Well, I will be happy to go ahead and, as a courtesy, I can go ahead and issue you a refund back to your account, ma'am, of 50%. For that most recent charge.
Yeah. Y'all want to pass around the information on your club, whatever membership you're doing? That's what you're
It was disclosed in the terms and conditions, ma'am, on our site.
I never read anything like that online. It said
yes,
shipping ending only $7.
It was disclosed in the terms and conditions, ma'am. I do apologize. It's not fraudulent. What I can go ahead and do, though, is as a one-time courtesy, I can apply my manager's discount to that refund to bring it up to a full refund for you today for the 7-4 charge.
Full refund?
I can do a full refund for the 7-4 charge for you today as a courtesy.
I'm not understanding. You can do me a full courtesy refund for what?
For the 7-4 charge.
What?
That's the charge that was billed on 7/4 of 2022.
On 7/4? Yes, got all the ones charged from January on.
Okay, ma'am, I do apologize. They're not fraudulent, ma'am. As you did have to agree.
Can you lay down and go to sleep at night? Can you lay down and go to sleep at night thinking about what you're doing?
Ma'am, I do apologize. I always recommend to people to thoroughly read terms and conditions. I read terms and conditions thoroughly when I place an order online. It was disclosed, ma'am. I do apologize, and I understand your frustration, ma'am. I can go ahead and get that refund issued back to your account, but it's not fraudulent.
And how much are you talking about?
Be a full refund for the 7/4 charge for you today.
And nothing for all the other charges.
Thank you, ma'am. I do
absolutely
apologize.
No refund for none. Apologies don't do anything in my bank account.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm
I do
a poor
apologize.
Person. This should have never happened to me.
I do apologize, ma'am. It was disclosed in terms and conditions. What I will go ahead and do, though, is a one-time courtesy. I can go ahead and issue a 35% refund for the previous month on
50%?
A 35% refund on the previous charge for 6/2 and that full refund for the 7/4. That's what I can do for you.
Well, do it if that's all you can do, but it's not going to be back on that card, so I don't know how you'll do it. Can it be sent back to me?
Have you filed a dispute or have a block with your bank?
I've done away with that because I can't do this. It's the only way I know to stop it.
So is there a dispute or block on
remove
these charges,
the card
ma'am?
Number. I just removed my card number today. But if I need to put it in there so you can send that to me, I'll do it.
I'm asking, have you filed a dispute with your bank or had a block placed on your card that would prevent the refund?
Would it do me any good to file a grievance? Do you know?
I'm asking you to verify that.
I don't know. I told you, I blocked it today. I removed my card from this account, the bank card that you took it out of my account with.
I should still be able to issue a refund, ma'am. I'm working on your refunds. I'll let you know if there's any issues with it being issued. Please stay on the line. Okay, so I'm working on your refunds, ma'am. What I went ahead and did for you today as a courtesy is I issued you a full, I'm refunding the full refund right now, and I see you went successfully through. I went ahead and issued a 50% refund on the previous month for you as a one-time courtesy for that. So are you ready for your confirmation numbers, ma'am?
I wonder how much money you're refunding first.
Yes, ma'am, I'm about to let you know that the exact amount. So are you ready for your confirmation numbers? You ready for the refund confirmation numbers, ma'am?
Yes. Are you having trouble hearing me? I don't know. Maybe you are.
I didn't hear you.
Okay, yes, I said.
Okay. It is going to be for your first refund, ma'am, for that charge that was billed on 7/4. $56.95 is your refund amount. Your confirmation number is 7381402341.
Okay.
You want me to repeat that for you, ma'am?
No, I got it.
Okay, just want to make sure. Okay, your next amount you'll be getting back is going to be for the previous month for the charge that was billed on 6-2, ma'am. And that is going to be $28.48 will be your refund amount for that charge. That refund will be back on your account as well within the next 3 to 5 business days. The confirmation number for that refund is going to be 7289129585.
Okay.
Yes, let me repeat that for you one more time. That's a $28.48 refund. That confirmation number is 7289129589.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I hope that you people can lay down and sleep at night with ripping people off like this. That I do not remember seeing anything about any joining anything for $56.95. Like I said, I'm hardly able to use a phone, much less.
Okay, ma'am. I truly do apologize, ma'am. It was disclosed in terms and conditions, but I've got those refunds issued for you, ma'am. And I hope you have wonderful day, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
You've gotten out of my one little cracker for $7.
Okay, ma'am. I recommend in the future you make sure you thoroughly read terms and conditions as it does provide you with what you are ordering.
God will judge you people. God will judge you people by what you rip people off.
Well, thank you for
about.
Calling customer support, ma'am.